Welcome to the State of Wyoming Subject Matter Minute, where we cover a wide variety of subjects related to State of Wyoming employment. This information is for you and me, the state employee. From hidden benefits to systems and processes, we'll make your job easier by giving you the lowdown, the how-to, and hopefully entertain you a bit along the way. And now, today's Subject Matter Minute. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Subject Matter Minute. I'm Matt Nagy. Thanks for joining me. You know, sometimes here I say, hello, fellow State of Wyoming employees, but I got to admit, I'm feeling a little bit lonely right now. Last episode, I asked you guys to post your favorite hairband or hairband concert from the 80s down below, and I got exactly zero responses. So it could be a couple things here. Either I am the only Gen Xer out of the 900 or so of you that watched the video, or perhaps you're embarrassed to admit that you liked hairbands back then. I know there's a lot of people that make fun of that era, but you know, music is what it is. You know, if it makes you feel good, you like it, and it made me feel good. I loved it. So you can go back to that episode and comment if you want to, or, you know, no pressure. You don't have to do that at all. But I'm hoping I'm not the only Gen Xer out there. All right. All right. So before I go on, I want to thank last month's subject matter expert, which again was EGI. Thanks, guys, for getting me the information. Okay, so today's subject is actually a tool. I'm going to show you the retirement goal calculator. Okay, the retirement goal calculator. This is a sweet tool put out by the Wyoming Retirement System just a month or two ago that can help you decide if you have enough money saved for retirement. All right, so this month's subject matter expert is the Wyoming Retirement System, specifically Polly Scott. She was the one who pointed me in the right direction for this. Thought that this would be a great thing to show you guys first and answered some of my questions. So thanks, Polly, for helping me out. Okay, so what I'm going to do is take you there, show you how to do it, run you through a couple scenarios. The nice thing about this thing is that it's simple and that you don't have to like go find your taxes and financial information and input all this stuff. It does some figuring for you and it keeps it simple. All right, so let's jump into it. Okay, so here's the retirement goal calculator. You find it by going to this URL right here. retirement.wyo.gov. You can read the rest. Okay. So once you get there, scroll on down and it's really straightforward. I'm going to throw in some numbers just to show you how it works. Okay. So let's just say my current annual income before taxes is $45,000. That's your annual income. Okay. And I'm pretty sure that I'm going to need 90% of that. Okay, this says what percentage of your current annual income will you need? Okay, I'm going to say 90%. All right, so how many years until you retire? Well, basically it's about 15 years in reality, so let's put that in. Okay, how many years do you estimate that you'll be retired? Well, considering that I have a 99-year-old grandpa who is still building houses at this point, I'm going to say at least 30. 30 is the max in this calculator, but I'm hoping to be alive in 30. Okay. So that put me at about 95. Once you fill those in, you can see your retirement goal is 40,500, which is 90% of 45,000. Okay. Let's go to the next step. All right. So this is Social Security. This is kind of an estimate, but if you can see here, it gives you some numbers. Okay. So mine's between 20 and 50,000. Let's just say that maybe, you know, my income will go up a little bit and by then I'll have 50,000 a year. Let's say 25%. Okay. Now you can see once you do that, it fills in a little bit of this graph over here. Okay. So right now you're getting 11,250 a year. You haven't quite made it there. All right. So now let's go to the next step. Okay, so at retirement, how many years will you have been employed? Basically, I will have been employed 18 and 15, about, you know, 33 years. 33 years if I stick it out with the state. Okay. And then this is the one thing you do need to know is which tier you are involved in. Okay. I'm a tier 2 employee because I came in late. Oh, based on my inputs, I should exceed my desired income. You can see it right here. My retirement goal was $40,500. My estimated retirement income will be $40,950. Sweet. And that's basically because of the years of service, you know. All right, I'm going to adjust my goal. Okay, this time let's do a scenario where I am not saving enough money and will need to save more. So let's do $45,000 here. Let's say that I want 100% of my income. I'm going to still say 15 years till I retire. And I'm still going to want that to last 30 years. Let's go to the next step. Okay, let's do the same thing here, 25%. Next step. Let's just say that I'll only have been employed for 12 years. And that I'm still a tier 2 employee. Okay, next step. Okay, so now there's another step that wasn't there when I was saving enough. Now they want to know how much you've saved in retirement just on the side. So I'm going to say $10,000 in an IRA or something like that. And since, you know, the rate of return is usually like 7 to 8, let's just say 6 to be safe. Let's do next step. Okay. I have not saved enough money by any means. Okay, so you can see that I'm about halfway there. At the 45,000, I'm only at 22,000. So when I retire, I'm only going to be making that every year. And it gives you a number that you'll need to save every month until retirement. And hopefully yours isn't nearly as shocking as that number. All right, so run some scenarios. You know, change up how many years you work for the state or how much retirement you have saved on the side or whatever. Just run some numbers and see where you're at. Hopefully this will help you out. Okay, I hope you found the retirement goal calculator useful. Hopefully when you put your numbers in there, you were really close to having what you need or maybe even over. And if not, you know, you can talk to the retirement folks about the deferred compensation or, you know, find some other way to invest some money. All right. Well, thanks again to Polly Scott of the Wyoming Retirement System. I want to thank her for getting me the information. Thanks for putting together the calculator, and I'm sure we'll be talking to her a lot more down the road about more stuff. That's it for this Subject Matter Minute. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time. You have been watching the Subject Matter Minute with Matt Nagy. Please help us out by subscribing. And join us next month when we'll cover another topic of interest for all State of Wyoming employees. Again, thank you for joining us on the Subject Matter Minute. Hey friends, thanks for watching that episode. I wanted to give you another opportunity to subscribe to my channel and a link to the playlist of all the episodes so you can get caught up, okay? So click here to subscribe, click here to go to the playlist, and I'll see you next time on the next episode. Really, go ahead, click on something.